Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. So great to be with you here every Saturday right here on CFAX 1070. If you ever want to know more about me or my guests or have input for the show, please contact me at lifestylewithpattymack.com. Today on the show, we're going to talk to Tracy Drake from Niche and At Home magazine. Also, a designer that's in her issues is coming to town soon. That is Kate Thornley Hall, designer to the stars. Nirmala Raniga, who was at the Women's Health Expo today, which of course we are doing remotes all day from there, which is a great event. She'll be speaking about emotional freedom, and she is such a great person and so calming that it's worth it to go and see her because she just has a certain something about her that really brings a lot of clarity to a lot of people's lives. But we're starting out today with Donna Randall, who has the Essential Family Caregiver Agreement. Of course, we had her on the show before with her book, and we'll talk about her book in the second segment. But first, we're going to talk about the Caregiver Agreement and how this came about. Hi, Donna. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Great to see you again, and I see you are seeing better, and we'll talk about that later because that's been a whole other journey. But something else that you've worked on is the caregiver agreement, and it's something that you came about doing because of your own family needs, but it has grown from there, and even lawyers suggested it was such a great agreement. So tell us about how this came about.
Well, briefly, I was helping my brother take care of our mother in her dive into dementia, as I call it. Mm-hmm. And we knew absolutely nothing about what the healthcare system had to offer and so on. So we had to set out and really learn that. And that was the first sort of stage of this journey. We got very comfortable with what was offered by the healthcare system. And my mother ended up in care facility. And you still have to, you know, be a caregiver to an extent when someone's in a care facility.
I think that's a surprise to people. That, you know, you think, well, that's that, and they're done. But you still have to be hands-on and very much keep a track of what is going on with your parent, patient, friend, whoever it may be.
Exactly. And I think, I mean, some of that comes about, obviously, that we know our parent best rather than the care provider. But the other side of that is that most of the care facilities, the people are so busy, mm-hmm. they have the best of intentions, but it's easy for a particular resident to fall through the cracks every once in a while.
Absolutely. And especially maybe if they're not able to verbalize these things, they don't know about the medications or the timing and all these things.
Exactly. And sometimes they're afraid, and you know that you have to help that with that too. Then the next step, while my mother was still alive, is that my mother-in-law had talked about a long time that she would like us to move into the family home. She would move into the suite, and she could stay and do her gardening till she couldn't do that anymore. And so it was obvious to us, and this is part of the issue, is how soon is now? You know, you can say, well, we'll do that whenever the time comes. It's really hard to talk about when the time comes.
Yes.
So in any case, we did have that conversation one autumn when we could see she was just not able to do the gardening in the same way and so on. And so I was very keen on us doing all this legally. And so everybody was in concert with me. And so we went to two separate lawyers. And the first thing they said was, well, we both want you to have a family caregiving agreement. I said, great, I'll go on the internet and get one. And they said, we didn't find anything that we would recommend. So I thought, well, I have the experience with my mom. I am a writer. We'll just write one and see what we come up with.
Isn't that crazy that no one had done that before?
There were a few here and there.
That really covered the real issues.
Or at least the issues that we felt we needed to cover. So we put everything on hold. We set about doing this agreement, took it back to the lawyer, and you know it was like handing in my midterm paper or something, and got a call back a couple days later saying, we both really like it. You know, well done, and I think you could really adapt this to what you need. So then it was time for us to deal with Annie, as I call her, on the website. And we found that having this agreement for us to say, you know what, the lawyer said we had to fill out this agreement, meant we weren't sort of telling her that she's going downhill fast.
It was like that third party to help you. You're not butting in or trying to, you know, boss her around. The lawyer said it.
The lawyer said, yeah, blame it on the lawyer.
Exactly.
So she, after some humming and hawing, she said, okay, well, if you think that's the way we have to do, then that's what we'll do. And we got to get through all of the difficult conversations we needed to do. And what I'd basically done in the caregiving agreement is set out the various types of care that we will offer based on what would seem to be needed, and projecting a little bit. So incontinence, really tough one to talk about with people mm-hmm. when they don't admit it. Mm-hmm. But the lawyer said we had to talk about this. So it just went through quite smoothly. And then what we found most interesting, I never anticipated this would be a feature, is that as we've been living through the agreement and you know, taking care of Annie, when she kind of stops doing what she promised to do, we can look back and say, you know, do you remember this document? And we signed it, and you agreed that you would put us in a position where we could ask you to do things, and that's the way it kind of had to be mm-hmm. if it was going to work. And it would help us have, you know, avoid loggerheads about, you got to do this, you said you'd do this. It was like, well, we got the agreement, and we have to work through it.
Right.
So it's been really helpful. We've adjusted it a few times. And then I've adjusted it for the purpose of having it available for people to sell, to make it maybe a little less specific.
And you sell this, but you also can do consultation with people to help them with that process.
Exactly.
And, you know, that whole thing about when is it time for someone to move, you know, lots of times if someone's in a house, you know, things will eventually happen when you're a senior mm-hmm. That force these things. But it's always good to have a plan before these things happen, so that while someone is able to, they can help with this agreement and be part of it instead of not knowing and being even more confused about what's going on.
Exactly. And that's got to be, well, you mentioned my vision issues, which we'll talk about yeah. a bit later, but I sort of joke with my partner that I say, well, I'm not sure I had to do it to this extent, but because of what I've been through, through not being able to drive, not being able to go anywhere on my own, basically, and so on, I'm really understanding how a lot of seniors feel when they can't, they're losing everything they've been.
That is so true. And, you know, I don't think it's till after you're through the storm, like with my parents, that you sort of see it. And as you're getting older yourself, that, you know, losing, you know, I'll pay for coffee. Well, you know, I had the money, my brother, we had the contracts and all that stuff. So it was like,
exactly.
But she wanted some pocket change so she could feel like she was buying coffee, or let me get that for the kids or whatever. And then where you live and everything else. And when she went to an assisted living, I said, how is it? She goes, as good as it can be, but she enjoyed it. But, you know, it's not like they should be kicking their heels all the time when they're 90 and go there. It is fine and great. But there's also a level of having to deal with not being able to hear, maybe some dementia, not being popular. It's kind of like going to high school again. One of the caregivers said, you know, I put a little thing on that one, does not play well with others. Because, you know, it's kind of like that. So you have to kind of forge your way again from possibly living in a house with your husband and losing your partner to being with a bunch of people. So we have to kind of remember while we're doing agreements like this that they are always losing something on a continual basis, and that's very tough.
Exactly. And I think when if you're at loggerheads, and I guess what I say on my blogs is, put yourself in their place.
Yeah.
How would you like if someone came storming through your closet and threw half the stuff away?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you haven't worn it for 25 years, but it's my stuff.
Right, you know? Right. And so I think that agreement is a great idea to, while people are still able to kind of come to some sort of terms. So at least also for us as the family, know that we're doing the right thing by people. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Donna about the caregiver agreement.
Everyone has an opinion.
He says on one hand it's a good deal, on the next comment he says it's not.
We've got the facts with news you can count on. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority. CFAX 1070. CFAX 1070. Live on location.
Good afternoon. Corrine May with you from the Victoria Women's Expo at Perks Rec Center. The expo is on today until 6, so you still have lots of time to join us. Tomorrow, it's from 11 until 5. And believe me, so much to see and experience. This fall expo features women in business who are showcasing beautiful products, awesome services. Check out the wide variety of exhibitors. Enjoy lots of samples. And just join us here. Enjoy everything on offer firsthand. You can explore the aisles to find all sorts of products. It really is a perfect girls outing. You can bring a friend, your mom, a sister, neighbor. Guys are welcome too. And lots of main stage presentations going on all weekend as well. Be sure to stop by the CFAX 1070 booth. We're right near the main entrance. And you can enter to win 2 tickets to see Dean Brody and Paul Brandt next week. They're in town. Hope to see you here at the Victoria Women's Expo at Perks Rec Center. If you can't join us today, remember the show is on tomorrow from 11 to 5 for CFAX 1070 at the Victoria Women's Expo at Perks Rec Center. I'm Corrine May.
All right, I'm looking at a Blue Civic 2015 comes with up to $2,000 cash purchase incentive, up to $2,000. Sold! Now I've got a white CRV 2015, but not for long. It's a 2015 white CRV with a cash purchase incentive of up to $1,500. Sold! Black 2015 Accord with a cash purchase incentive of up to $2,000.
The 2015 Honda Clearout is on, and our 2015s are selling fast.
Sold!
With cash purchase incentives of up to $5,000, they won't be here for long.
0.99% on lease or finance or receive $2,500 cash incentive. Visit campushonda.com.
Attention all sewers. Sawyer Sewing Center has made a special purchase of 52 Janome lightweight sewing machines at a reduced price. Pay only $259 for the Janome Gem Gold 2. That's $390 in savings. With its lightweight and 12 built-in stitches, these machines are perfect for classes, the cabin, and the RV. The first 20 receive a free quilting foot package of $50 value.
Sawyer Sewing Center.
On Douglas across from Uptown and on Facebook.
Hi there, Josh Hilden in CFAX Control Room. I wanted to let you know about what's going on Monday. Catch the first ever Canucks preseason game in Victoria, live from Colwood, only on CFAX 1070. Live and local coverage begins at 6 p.m. The puck drops at 7:30. You can stream this live at CFAX1070.com or on the Bell Media Radio app, or just listen at CFAX 1070 AM. The home of Canucks Radio all season long is CFAX 1070. Patty Mac returns in 1 minute.
When you're on a Sunwing vacation, excitement is in the air. Smile. You're in Sunwing mode. Enjoy our champagne service, on-site hospitality, and exclusive extras. Get into Sunwing mode. Save up to 40% and experience the difference exclusively with Sunwing.ca. Book now before these deals are gone.
Let's just keep going on.
Out with the old, in with the new at Lansdowne Appliance Gallery. Check out their all-new line of beautiful black stainless KitchenAid appliances. This sleek and exciting new look and design has a premium quality exterior black stainless finish. And the new KitchenAid refrigerators feature a platinum interior, LED lighting, and soft closed doors, all with a 10-year compressor warranty. Black stainless KitchenAid appliances at Lansdowne Appliance on the corner of Douglas and Kings and at LansdowneAppliance.com.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack, and thank you, Josh. Make sure you listen to Josh on Saturday, 6:30 to 8:30. Great guy, great show. Of course, and CFAX is your sports connection. Every kind of sport you want is right here, so stay tuned always to CFAX 1070. My guest is Donna Randall. We're talking about the Essential Family Caregiver Agreement. And one of the really key pieces also is respite care, because when you're a caregiver, it's, you know, takes its toll on you, and you have to maybe spell that out in advance that there will be other people taking care of the care at sometimes, so you can have a break. And how did that go for you, Donna?
It does go, and it has gone very well. What my husband and I have been doing is we connected Annie with the respite care service at Sandwich Peninsula Hospital Foundation. We live out in that area. Mm-hmm. She loves it there, which is great.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we've looked at, well, if the time comes, when the time comes that she is going to be in a facility, I mean, that'd be a great one to be there. But it's not quite that simple as you move through the system. We've also had a sibling of my husband come and stay for a little while. That works out quite well too. And what we have done is we've connected it, and this is where my mom, being having home care for quite a while, we have someone come in every morning through Beacon Services to make sure that all the hygiene is done and help with breakfast and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And then bathing twice a week. And so that, you know, you have to set your parameters. You know, I was not going to bathe my mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. My husband was not going to bathe his mother. Mm-hmm. So you figure out what's there and how you can access it.
And you can't feel bad about if this is not your thing. You know, in our family, my sister-in-law could do things I couldn't. We all had our different skill sets. And you can't feel bad if that's not your area of comfort. And like what you were saying, is have someone maybe come and do that. And it's also someone new, if they like them, to kind of maybe listen to the stories. And there's so many great caregivers that are so patient. And it adds a little dimension to their life that they wouldn't normally have gotten, right?
Exactly. It's like a visitor. Mm-hmm. And one of the things my sister-in-law did is she, for Annie's 90th birthday, she did a whole beautiful wall of photographs from the time she was born until now. And so, of course, whenever a new care provider comes in, they get to get the whole, or the next time, or the next time, or the next time, but they get to get the whole rundown on who's this and who's that. So she can tell all these stories with pride that this has been her life. So
and that's another thing you talk about, are some of the nice activities you can do.
Well, that's right. In the midst of it, when there are conflicts and so on and so forth, it's so important to have those nice, lovely times. So you mentioned going for drives to special places or whatever. One of the things we found that really works well is going through photo albums and asking questions, and then she can, you know, get through all those things, and this was this and this is now. And then another thing that my husband did just the other day was went to visit his dad's grave, took his mom, and they could just have a little visit there and reminisce and talk about old times in life. And she will say, I'm coming to the end of my days. And so she's very...
Right, and that's what you're saying here too, is that in our world, the subject of death, you know, we kind of get uncomfortable. And, you know, this is part of life, whether we have our pets, or anything we love, you know, our family, or everything has a time span. And in this culture, we act as if, you know, getting old is kind of like you've given up, and it's a bad thing. This is a privilege denied by many, right? So that we should honor it and not be afraid of it.
Exactly. And I'm glad you bring that up, because it also has me leap into the tenets. One of the tenets of this agreement for me is that the majority of people listening who are interested in it probably are looking at being the caregivers. However, there might be some out there that are thinking of it for themselves. Whatever the case, when you're worked all through it with, you know, your parent, let's say, then we baby boomers who are never going to age, or we think we aren't, let's sit down and look at our own paths that we want to carve to our deaths. You know, so we don't have to, our own children don't have to be wondering, you know,
yes,
20 years from now or whatever.
My parents gave us a great gift, my brother Barry and I, and they pre-planned these things. And so, you know, when they die, you don't have to have it's a great mystery. It's already a hard enough occasion, mm-hmm, that it really is a gift. And just because we plan something, you know, we're still going to die. It doesn't, you know, people think, oh, I don't want to think about that. Well, maybe it enriches your days to think about it.
Yes, exactly. And then you can plan what you want to do before that happens.
Right.
Unless there's a crash or something in it.
Oh, my God. So listen, if people want to know more about this agreement, how do they get hold of you, and what is the process?
Okay. So they can contact my email address, and that's DFRENT.org, so different.org, a little bit misspelled there. And if that's a little difficult to remember, there's also one that leads into that website called caregivingessentials.com.
So and you also will sell the agreement, and you also will sit down with people and have you walk through it with them.
Exactly. And because I've had a lot of feedback where people say, well, yeah, it's actually, there's an agreement, it's an actual agreement, a template, and then there's also a lot of information around
it. And I think it's great, because lots of times when we go through these things, it feels like you're the only one, and where do you turn to for help? And I think it's through this, everybody helping each other through it and giving some advice, because I found from other women I knew or whatever, they would tell me what they did, and that's how it goes. So this is one step that will help you in this. And of course, you were in the Senior Living September issue, which was a great article if you want to read more about you. And of course, your book was Menopause or Lunacy? That is a question. And last time we spoke, you know, it's a great read and all true.
Thank you.
You had problems with your eyes related to all this.
Yes, that's true. Started manifesting with this condition called dry eye. And obviously our eyes have to blink in order for us to keep seeing, and there has to be lubricant there. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't happening for me. And then, so I was trying to take care of that, and then all of a sudden my vision became very dull and gray, and it was cataracts forming and really stampeding ahead. So I couldn't get the surgery right away because of the dry eye. But in any case, I have had surgery now. Long-range vision is just amazing. I didn't know the world looked like this. But still struggling a little with the other. But what it's really helped me know is how tough that is for people to lose vision.
Right.
Or
and,
lots
you know,
of other
we're having Nirmala on later, and she's at the Women's Health Expo, and you know, she talks about when we go through stuff, because we all go through stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, highs and lows in life. And you thought, I'll just be back to normal, back 100%, go. And whatever this is or lesson or thing you're going through, it's not 100%.
That's right.
But you've learned something, which is more compassion,
oh,
which is really
sure.
a lesson in all this stuff, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Totally. It's and we're all, we don't like to think we're aging, but we all are from the moment we come into this world. And, you know, we got to go with the flow. And sometimes it's a matter of learning to be patient.
You know, all we have is this moment, and that's absolutely true. And that is probably the hardest thing, is because you're really a go, go, go person, that you have to go, but maybe a little slower and not exactly on the timeline you thought, but it'll all turn out fine.
That's what they say.
And if people want to get your book, how do they do that?
They can do that through menopauseorlunacy.com. And I would also encourage, some people aren't into computers, so if people want to reach me by phone, it's 250-216-1956.
Well, continued success with your books, with your care agreements and all your writing and all the rest you do, and of course your eyes. When we come back after the news, we're going to talk to Tracy Drake from At Home Magazine and Niche Magazine, and the designer Kate Thornley Hall about what the fall trends are.
Yourself for buying the wrong mattress. It's never too late for a faucet.
Hi, I'm Dwayne from Faucet Mattress. Do yourself a favor and come and see how affordable all-natural, locally made mattress can be. Our open concept allows you to see them being made while you test different styles and firmnesses. We even make all-natural crib mattresses.
Sleep naturally with Faucet Mattress. Proudly handmade in Victoria at 408 John Street. Online at FAWCETTmattress.com.
Sir Contracting.
These roofers are practically geniuses. Sir Contracting is a fully insured, full-service roofing company offering snap-block metal roofing panels, fiberglass shingles, flat roofing, roof repairs, as well as complete gutter systems. Call Sir Contracting if you're looking for excellent customer service and quality workmanship. Online at soarecontracting.com. Bazinga!
Victoria's breaking news and talk that matters. CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, I'm Kyle Reynolds with CFAX 1070 News. The Kool-Aid Society here in Victoria is welcoming the idea of approaching the Capital Regional Hospital District to identify funding for homelessness. CFAX's Art Aronson reports.
Executive Director for the Society, Kathy Stinson, says the motion put forward by Committee of Victoria Council works perfectly with the plans that they already have in play.
It's a bold move on the City of Victoria's part.
Stinson believes that the federal government should step up its funds to end the homelessness problem, stating that the feds put just 1% of their budget towards the issue currently.
In the interim, we have a crisis and the crisis needs to be managed. So kudos to the city for taking a bold move.
Stinson adds that they are currently working on three projects right now that could provide housing for up to 167 people in the region. Art Aronson, CFAX 1070 News.
Shawnigan Lake RCMP say the Mill Bay Ferry Dock will be closed and sailings will remain canceled until the structure is deemed safe enough to reopen it. Police responded to the dock yesterday after a white SUV crashed through the gate and launched into the water. The RCMP dive team arrived and recovered the body of a 90-year-old man who was pronounced dead at the scene. The identity of the driver has not been released. John Furlong, the man in charge of Vancouver's 2010 Olympic Games, says he's looking forward to rebuilding his career. Yesterday, a judge tossed out a lawsuit from a journalist who initially claimed Furlong abused First Nations children and then sued him for defamation after those charges were rejected. Laura Robinson says she is considering her options now and says she fought the trial because she believes in freedom of speech. The German Navy has rescued almost 400 people from a wooden boat on the Mediterranean off the coast of Libya. Media reports say a Navy frigate rescued the migrants in a three-hour effort and also took in several people from a rubber dinghy. Thousands have drowned this year while trying to cross the Mediterranean, and the European Union's Enlargement Commissioner has proposed allocating 1 billion euros to Turkey to deal with the migrant crisis. That's CFAX News. It's 1:32.
What's one of the largest purchases you can make for your home? Flooring. Let Pacific Coast Floors Carpet One help you make a healthy decision. Choose their healthier living carpet installation system. They even carry a hardwood floor that purifies the air, called Pure Genius. It's like having three trees right in your home. Visit PacificCoastFloors.ca and ask about their beautiful guarantee at 2374 Millstream Road in Langford.
Pacific Coast Floor Coverings.
CFAX weather mostly cloudy this afternoon. It's 17 degrees now downtown. Cloudy tonight, a chance of showers overnight. Low touching down to about 13 and showers early in the day tomorrow. Mostly cloudy in the afternoon and on, and a high of 18 degrees. I'm Kyle Reynolds. Your next news update's coming up at 2 o'clock. Breaking news when it happens on CFAX. It's 1:33.
Russell's first pass. Got a man. Tyler Lockett again. There he goes.
Seattle Seahawks football on CFAX 1070. Catch the action live right here all season.
Your Seattle Seahawks are on the road against the Green Bay Packers this Sunday. Kickoff 5:30 p.m.
Victoria's official home of the Seattle Seahawks.
Brought to you by Capital Iron, Dumont Tirecraft, Harbor Air Seaplanes, and Windsor Plywood.
This is where the pros play. This is CFAX 1070. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with me here today. We're going to talk to Tracy Drake now from At Home Magazine, and of course, Niche Magazine, and designer Kate Thornley Hall. How are you, Tracy?
I am awesome, Patty. How are you?
I'm great. Now, I know you have more energy than anybody, and your new magazine, At Home, is doing gangbusters and is absolutely gorgeous, just like Niche Magazine. How fun is this, doing a home magazine right now?
Well, it's really great for me because it really goes back to my publishing roots. That's sort of where I started. And so I've sort of come full circle, and to be able to do it in Victoria is just a dream come true for me. And it's been so well received, and we're having a lot of fun with it. The fall issue, we just premiered it on Thursday. We did a big event at Modern Living. And, so we're talking fall trends and things that are going on for fall, and I'm excited for what's to come.
And what do you think are the trends coming this fall?
Well, it's interesting. In this neck of the woods on the BC coast, we're really seeing a return to natural woods. I mean, that's a really big one. I don't know whether it ever goes out of favor here, but just in some really interesting tones, more rich woods, and then interesting fabrics. Like if you go in looking at furniture now, there's always lots of leather, but there's velvet and corduroy, and that really plush wide whale corduroy, which translates really well to a piece of furniture that you can just sink into. So there's some interesting colors that I think that are coming out, and certainly we've seen them on the fashion runway as well. Marcella was the 215 Pantone color of the year, which is sort of, it mimics the red Italian wine, which is from the Sicilian region, as a matter of fact, and it's sort of this rich Merlot color, and we're seeing that sort of trickle down into the fashion and the interior design world as well.
Hey, we're bringing back the pink at our house. I love pink.
I love that about you. You are fearless.
So is my husband. And Kate Thorney Hall, of course, designer to the stars. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm on, am I?
You're on. You're right on here. Can you hear us all?
I can. Can you hear me?
Excellent, excellent. And looking at your website, we're talking about fabrics and design. And your website, you have some beautiful collections. Tell me a little bit about you, Kate, and how you got into design.
I got into design by moving to London in my 20s after university with a plan of being a what wasn't called then a gallerina, but is now. I wanted to work in an art gallery, which I did for a few years, and then ended up working for Ralph Lauren in the days when they were doing massive European expansion, and I was part of a team that sourced and decorated and designed the ever-expanding Ralph Lauren empire.
Wow. And you know what? You do have your own gallery now. You look at your website. You have your own products.
I do.
How
cool. I eventually did because I lived and worked in London, England for 20 years, moved back to Toronto about 12 years ago, and I don't know, it was just ingrained in the bone that what I had been working on, and especially in the ability to find incredible sources for fabrics and carpets, particularly contemporary carpets, wasn't quite available in Toronto yet. There were a few places, but you'd have to, you know, order it and have it come from far-flung places at exorbitant prices. So I dreamt up the idea of giving us at home contemporary carpets with a slightly European feel, but using Canadian fashion designers and Canadian artists, and that's it, really.
It's really awesome. Fabulous. And I just saw a crown go by one of the pillows, so I just see that kind of throwback to being in London, a bit of the regal approach there. But, you know, this laid-back style, too, like the Cayman Islands collection.
It's amazing.
Do you have a home there?
No, I don't, but I've traveled there a couple of times, and as a designer, you have these little things in the back of your mind. You think, oh, I must do one day. I must design an island line. So I just did. Having been to the Cayman Islands, got all fired up and inspired by the incredible stuff on offer there in terms of wildlife and lifestyle and history and weather and beaches. I just thought, okay, I'm going to do it. So I did.
And I got to say, I think your colors and the feel of your graphic design and different prints is really soothing and different from other things I've seen.
Oh, that's so nice to hear. Thank you very much. I'd like to think. Yeah.
No, I really like it.
I love them.
So make sure you check up this website. And Tracy, you know, you always find the best people for your magazines.
Well, do you know that I met Kate in the Cayman Islands? I was invited to go on this very exclusive press trip, and a few magazines were invited to come along and sort of watch her do her thing, and it was really amazing. And it was interesting to see where the Cayman collection inspiration came from. And all along, I kept saying to myself, and then eventually kept saying to Kate, "Oh, this is very West Coast. You really need to allow people on the West Coast of Canada to experience these fabrics and these patterns because they're so in tune with our lifestyle here." And I was taken with them. And her wallpapers are
They're just amazing. And, you know, I was saying about the pink, Tracy, so I see the palms. It reminds me a little bit of the Beverly Hills Hotel with the pink. You know,
yeah.
And,
oh,
but
yes,
then there's,
well spotted.
What's that?
I said well spotted.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, who cannot love the Beverly Hills Hotel? And I am a pink girl. And I have to just say about Tracy when you said more energy than anyone. I have never met anyone with more energy than Tracy Drake. She's unbelievable. And because I do everything she says, I am coming to the West Coast next week, in fact, to meet some suppliers and come to Victoria and walk down memory lane. My father was born and raised in Victoria, so Tracy and I are getting together.
How cool. So, Tracy, tell us about that.
Well, I had said to Kate one of the best things she could do is bring this collection to the West Coast. I think it would be very well received here. I also mentioned she might want to consider doing a West Coast Twall collection, you know, like the Empress and all the beautiful things we have here, but time will tell on that point. But she's coming to the IDS West show in Vancouver, and then she's going to hop over to the island and spend a few days with us. And as she said, she actually has heritage here. Her dad's from Victoria. So I think that it's a match made in heaven as far as I'm concerned.
I think it sure is. When we come back after the break, more talking about fall trends and how to maybe incorporate some of the at-home magazine ideas and Kate Thornley Hall's ideas. Back in two.
From the CFAX 1070 Community Cruiser, here's what's happening.
Saturday, October 3rd is Oktoberfest at Oaklands Community Center. It's your place to celebrate Bavarian traditions, including beer, music, food, and community. And the Tour de Rock Riders have been training and fundraising for months. Now you can go to CFAX1070.com to find out how you can support them in the Canadian Cancer Society Cops for Cancer Tour de Rock.
CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. Oktoberfest is just around the corner. Oakland's Community Center is hosting a festival that gives you a ticket that's good for a hoin beer, traditional Bavarian meal, and live music. This event will raise funds for a brand new playgroup for families with children with special needs. Find out more on CFAX1070.com. And being a girl rocks, and tomorrow you can show it. Mary Winspear Center is hosting G-Day for Girls. The program is designed for both girls and their champions. The event will include leadership skills, self-esteem, a positive body image, creativity, and more. That has been your Community Connections, brought to you by Fairway Market. Check fairwaymarket.ca for a fresh new online service from your friends at Fairway Market.
CFAX 1070, live on location.
Good afternoon. Corrine May with you from the Victoria Women's Expo at Perks Rec Center. It's on today until 6 o'clock, so you still have lots of time to join us. And tomorrow it's on from 11 till 5. So much to see and experience and learn. The expo features women in business showcasing products and services. You can check out a wide variety of exhibitors and enjoy lots of samples. There are fashion shows and workshops and demos. All you have to do is just join us here and you'll get to enjoy everything on offer firsthand. Explore the aisles and find all sorts of products and information. This is really the perfect girls' outing, but guys are welcome too. Enjoy main stage presentations all weekend. You could also win shoes for a year. How sweet is that? Stop by the CFAX booth near the main entrance and you can enter to win two tickets to see Dean Brody and Paul Brandt. Hope to see you here at the Victoria Women's Expo at Perks Rec Center till 6 today, but if you can't join us today, no problem. It's on tomorrow from 11 to 5. For CFAX 1070 at the Victoria Women's Expo at Perks Rec Center, I'm Corrine May.
Identify yourself.
I'm the doctor, and I save people.
Saturday on Space.
Here, now, this is where your story ends.
The most popular sci-fi series of all time.
What is happening?
Returns with a new season.
Same old, just the doctor and Clara on the TARDIS.
Doctor Who premieres tonight at 6. Only on Space.
If you're talking about it, they're on it. Saturday Morning Live with Mark Brenne at 6:30 on CFAX 1070.
We are back. We are talking to Tracy Drake from At Home Magazine and Kate Thornley Hall, designer to the stars, and she's going to be here in the next few weeks. And Kate, I know you must be from Victoria because you do like mixing your antiques with your schemes, which, of course, in Victoria, we love our antiques.
That's my favorite thing to do, old and new. What I do when I'm designing really is, and it helps people edit, is just have things that you love. If you're thinking of buying something, it's a yes or no. If you love it, then possibly have it.
That's so true because, you know, you can go to these places that, you know, that have mass prints and everything else for artwork and buy stuff just to fill a wall, and you don't really love it. Instead of maybe getting something you really love and waiting for that item?
I think waiting is important, and some people don't understand that concept. When they're working with a designer, they want it. I understand the motivation of wanting it quickly and done and all up, but sometimes it's a gradual process that you live with things in stages, and then ideas come to you, and you change your mind on something. So there's no harm in doing it in stages and sitting with things partway through, and you do end up changing your mind. But it is important to go with what you love.
And Tracy, the latest issue of At Home Magazine, you were talking about some of the wood things coming into fashion this fall. What do you know you splurge on? What do you save on? What kind of items can you add to sort of being a little more on trend?
Well, you know what? I think Kate just made a really good point that you should buy what you love. And oftentimes for me, my best items are the found items. You know, they're not the expensive pieces of furniture. They're the beautiful pieces that I find in a vintage shop that sometimes I repurpose, sometimes I upcycle, sometimes I leave them just in their natural beauty. I mean, we all have our wrinkles and our are knocks, and sometimes those are really great things. And then, you know, you can always take a great fabric. And in our last issue, actually, we did a piece that showcased some of Kate's Cayman collection, her cottage collection. And one of the things I love to do is take designer wallpaper and frame it. I think it's a great way to take a small piece that and really give it some impact. So there's all these little personal touches, too, that you can do. And it doesn't have to cost a lot. You just have to use your imagination and absolutely do what you love. You should never decorate for your friends, your mother-in-law, or your neighbors. I always say that. You should always, always decorate for what you love, because you have to live in that home. And at the end of the day, especially in today's world, it's your sanctuary. You go home, you unwind, you... It's where you live, it's where you love, it's where you spend your time.
What I mean? If you do what Tracy says, everything works out.
and Kate, that's so true, because, you know, I love where I live. We've lived there a long time, and your home is just like that kind of warm blanket around you. So you do want to invest in it. So when I look at your wallpaper, pillows, carpets, the different designs, how do you use those patterns? Where do you start? Would you buy that carpet first? Would you buy that wallpaper? Where do you start to add in those bits of flair?
That's an interesting question. And because I'm a sort of a carpet person through just sheer love of carpets and working with an incredible factory in Nepal that I've been lucky enough to join forces with, I sort of start from the bottom up. It's not my recipe every time, but sometimes I think about the floor surface first and work my way up. And many people have existing things that they want, you would like to, you know, either, as Tracy says, repurpose, recover, work around. So sometimes it's quite self-explanatory. But if it's a blank canvas, sometimes I think it's fun to start at the bottom and work up and finish with a fantastic light fixture. I always do.
Because the patterns are like artwork.
They are. Thank you.
Yeah, they are so beautiful. So that is a good idea, because that kind of takes the guesswork out a little bit. If you start there, then you can look at your wall colors and adapt everything kind of around that.
It's true, and a lot of people have, you know, existing, you know, a carpet is not a inexpensive purchase. So some people have either a family heirloom or something that's really significant, and if you start with that and trying to incorporate tones of a pre-existing carpet, that's a guide. But also starting with often it is the most expensive piece in the room, a woolen silk carpet. We do ones that are flat weave too, that are much more affordable. But if it's a sitting room or a living room or somewhere that you're going to spend a lot of time in, the most expensive piece could be your starting point.
Exactly. And I know, Tracy, you love pillows, and you're talking about textures. This is somewhere we can actually, you know, spend some money and change them out from season to season, maybe get something, you know, wild color, wild pattern, or a great texture.
I agree. And I think that, you know, a lot of people, too, that they think of things like throws and pillows as an afterthought to a room, when in fact, I actually, as you know, I spend a lot of money on pillows. I happen to think they're a great addition to any room. And I love to, like, I'm one of those people that sits down and hugs a pillow, you know, whether I'm talking, whether I'm drinking coffee. I just really feel it's a great addition to whatever
it is. It's like a teddy bear or
something. It absolutely is. And so, but you're right. Like, I do have sets that I'll put away and bring out in the winter, and I do have a few pieces of slip-covered furniture that I switch out for the seasons as well. So I think you just have to, you know, go with what you love, use your imagination. And you know the thing is, and I know I said this when we were on with Colin and Justin, but it's decor. I mean, it's paint and wallpaper and furniture. It doesn't have to be forever. So if you put the paint on the wall, and I say this all of the time, and you hate it, it's just another coat of paint.
It's just like your hair color.
It absolutely is, and I make mistakes with that all the time.
It's just hair.
It's easier to fix than hair color, really.
It totally is. It totally is.
And Kate, we got a couple of seconds here. The wallpaper, there's so many great patterns. If people haven't used wallpaper for a while, what are some small areas? I know Tracy said frame some. What are some other little areas you can use to sort of zhuzh up your house?
In terms of wallpaper, I think it's lovely if you don't want to. Some people are overwhelmed by a whole room of wallpaper. Some people have it all the time, like I do, everywhere. But sometimes behind a bed, a wall, one bed, behind one bed is great. Or in a living room, you can do it in a niche where the kitchen or the dining room table is, in the kitchen or a dining room. Or even, I don't know, I hate the term feature wall, but it's quite fun to do just one wall. And then if you love it, you can do more walls, but sometimes start with one.
It's a great substitute for a headboard.
Oh, good
idea.
And
also the back of a bookshelf or like a Welsh cupboard, if you want to bring a modern touch of and a pop of color to the back of that. There's endless opportunities
Beautiful.
To use wallpaper in a home.
Well, I'm going to get that palm one and use it with my pink color, so I'm at the Beverly Hills Hotel every day. great talking to you, Kate Thornley Hall. Have a wonderful trip when you're here. Tracy
you.
Drake from At Home Magazine and Niche. Of course, my daughter Rachel got to work at Niche, wonderful magazine as well. Continue good luck with that, and make sure you pick up your issue. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk to Nirmala Raniga from the Chopra Addiction and Wellness Center. Back in two.
CFAX 1070, live on location.
Good afternoon. Corrine May with you from the Victoria Women's Expo at Perks Rec Center. The expo is on today until 6, tomorrow from 11 to 5. There's so much to see and experience. You might want to attend both days. You can get a weekend pass for that. You will learn so much from women in business, showcasing their products and services. You can check out a wide variety of exhibitors, enjoy lots of samples. There are fashion shows and workshops and demos. It really is the ultimate girls' weekend for fun, food, shopping, entertainment, fitness, celebrities, and more. There is a cheese tasting booth as well featuring local farmers. You've got lots of chances to enter to win at various exhibitors' booths. All you have to do is join us to see for yourself. All sorts of products and information, and we hope to see you here at the Victoria Women's Expo at Perks Rec Center. On today until 6. If you can't get here today, don't worry. It's on tomorrow again from 11 until 5. For CFAX 1070 at the Victoria Women's Expo at Perks Rec Center, I'm Corrine May.
What happened when we told our competition about the Hyundai Advantage? They got really upset. Who knew that offering the 2015 Santa Fe Sport with standard 5-year warranty would make the Americans go,
"This is unfair."
Or that standard heated front seats and more would make the Japanese wonder,
"How does Hyundai do it?"
And that 0% financing would make the Germans yell,
"Unvorstellbar!
This is how we do it."
Quality, features, value. The competition just can't figure out how we do it. That's the H Factor. The Hyundai Advantage ends September 30th. Dealer may sell for less. Visit HyundaiCanada.com for details.
Well, we have a report of a stall on the bridge, and bad news, folks. He's called BCAA. Poor guy, he's in for a long wait.
BCAA has locked out its emergency road service dispatchers. That means you may have a long wait if you break down, no matter how many people are stuck in traffic behind you. Call 1-800-811-5900 to tell BCAA to negotiate a fair deal and end the lockout now. Brought to you by COPE 378.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070 every Saturday from 1 to 2. If you want to know more about me or my guests, please contact me, lifestylepattymack.com. And we're talking to Nirmala Raniga now from the Addiction and Wellness Center, the Chopra Addiction and Wellness Center. How are you, Nirmala? Hi, Nirmala. How are you?
I'm doing well, Patty. Thanks.
And Nirmala's going to be at the Victoria Women's Health Expo. Of course, we're sponsors there, and you've been hearing Corrine May there all day. And what time are you going to be there at, Nirmala?
We are here all day today and tomorrow, and I will be speaking this afternoon at about 4:10 on the topic is emotional freedom, intimacy with yourself. That's what I'll be speaking about today.
And, you know, we have Nirmala on from time to time, and we have such great feedback, and you know, you have such a calming effect on people because whatever you do comes from the heart, because I believe you believe in what you're doing so much and you've helped so many. And emotional freedom, you know, I think the older we get, the more we look inward at ourselves and try and find that peace. And as Dr. Chopra says, that fulfillment. What is emotional freedom to you?
Well, emotional freedom is mostly about being content with yourself. We are often trying to be someone who we are not. Mm. And it's to do with our thing with, you know, object referral or with people, places, situations. So we are always trying to be someone who we are not. And part of this is from our conditioning from childhood that, you know, we start believing things that are not true or not real. And so, you know, layers get created, and then that's where you lose your identity. And we don't know how to express to get our needs met in a healthy way.
Because we live in our brains a lot, don't we? And we imagine all kinds of stuff that may or may not be true.
That's right. We tell stories that are not real. We assume things. We have perceptions about situations, people that are not really true. And those are the things that really keep us trapped in this thing where we are constantly in this struggle, fight or flight, or reaction because of those stories.
And when you say intimacy with yourself, you know, lots of times we try and stay away from ourselves because we don't want to have to think all these things, and it's easier not to.
That's right. And often, you know, people do get into addiction or behaviors or depression because they don't want to deal with the pain. But when you really truly embrace who you are with your unique gifts and qualities, we are all unique, beautiful human beings.
So we need to be kind to ourselves and treat ourselves like we do our friends.
That's right. We need to have compassion. We need to do self-care. We need to take time. We need to be in nature, go for a massage, do things that really promote your health and well-being. We put that sometimes as a, you know, thing which is going to happen tomorrow. All these things, lifestyle, health, nutrition, you know, we make time for other people, but it's also important to make time for you and to look after your health. Because when you are well, then when you're with other people, they can see it. They can see the glow. They can see the, you know, your energy is different.
And that kind of leads into also how you handle life. We've talked before about when difficult situations arise, which they do in everyone's life, how we handle the good times and the bad almost in the same way.
Absolutely right, because life is about, you know, we will have laughter, we will have tears, we will have sadness. And the whole thing about life should be is how do we balance both? Because it will be there. There will be challenges. There will be difficult times in life. So when you have certain tools, those tools help you move through those emotional, really difficult times and not let you slide down, because it is a way to move. There is a way to move through with that, because time does heal. And timing is everything. If you make time now in this present moment to do what you need to do to be who you are, you don't miss anything.
Hmm. And, you know, this is all the stuff that you teach, which is taking care and meditation and massage and the right foods. And so much of what you do at the Chopra Center is based on all these principles that we have to apply to ourselves, because, like you say, we run around like chickens with our head cut off instead of just being present.
That's right. That's right. And it's you know, 98% of us are doing this all the time. We are constantly going and doing, and not really listening to our body. And according to Ayurveda, which is science of life, is your body has all the wisdom. It's constantly telling you, you know, look at all in nature. All animals go to sleep when it's dark. Human beings, they don't sleep when it goes dark.
And do you follow your own advice, Nirmala? Because you are so calm. You have ups and downs. Do you find this has helped you be so grounded in your life?
Yes. I mean, there's times I also cheat.
Good.
I'll be honest. I mean, I'm not able to sometimes follow through, but 99% of the time when I get those emotions that come up, which are very, you know, can be challenging, I really shift in that place and listen to the body, because the body sends the message.
Well, Nirmala, we have to go now. I'm so sorry, but you will be at the Women's Health Expo today and tomorrow. Of course, you can look up Chopra Addiction and Wellness Center. Amazing, amazing person, Nirmala. I think the world of you. You're just fantastic. And, of course, my other fantastic friend is John and Joy Donnelly. John Donnelly and Joy Doris, they are here on with the Breakout West with Rifflandia. They've got the awards ceremony Sunday night at McPherson. And, of course, today, Rock and Robin, 3:45 at the Atrium. A do-not-miss show. We'll see you next week.
One, two.
Direct from Las Vegas, from the creators of Oh What a Night, 4x4. Four exciting performers live. 4x4. With that feel-good music you grew up with. A fabulous tribute to the Beach Boys, the Beatles, the Bee Gees, and Motown. In one great show. 4x4. Thursday, November 5th, 7 p.m. The McPherson Playhouse, Victoria. Call 38.